DW News.
I'm Sertal Sanderson with the news. Israel says it is on high alert after Iran threatened to avenge the killing of Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh on Iranian soil. Haniyeh had traveled to the Iranian capital to attend the inauguration of the new Iranian president. Haniyeh was elected leader of the Hamas Political Bureau in 2017 and was designated a terrorist by the U.S. Department of State the following year. And remaining in the Middle East, Israel has conducted several airstrikes on strategic locations in the region. The Israeli Defense Forces said it had struck around 10 Hezbollah targets in 7 different areas of southern Lebanon. The IDF confirmed, meanwhile, that senior military commander of Hezbollah, Fuad Shukur, was killed in the raids. Shukur is believed to be behind last weekend's attack on the Golan Heights, which are occupied by Israel, during which 12 teenagers and children lost their lives. 2 military bases in Syria were also hit during the operations. DW's Beirut chief Mohammed Shtete has more on the developments.
There is no doubt that Hezbollah will respond to that. Now, the timing and the shape and the nature and the geography of this response is yet to be determined as anticipated. Everyone here in Beirut is watching and anticipating how this will unfold.
You're listening to the News Bulletin on Africa Link. A German national sentenced to death in Belarus on terrorism charges will be granted a presidential pardon by Belarus leader Alexander Lukashenko. Belarus had accused the young German national of photographing sensitive military sites and collaborating with Ukrainian security services, something authorities in Kiev have denied. State media in Belarus had aired a televised statement from the man last week, during which he admitted to committing acts tantamount to espionage. It's unclear to what extent these comments might have been made under duress as part of the bid to secure the pardon. At least 11 people have been killed and dozens injured in Venezuela as protests spread across the country following the re-election of President Nicolas Maduro in a disputed vote. The opposition says that it has proof that its candidate, Edmundo González Urrutia, had chalked up an unassailable lead based on data from 73% of the vote tallies to which it had access. Over 700 people were arrested in the rallies, including the leader of the opposition party, Voluntad Popular. Just days after the Liberian government indicted 4 former senior officials from George Weah's administration, the former president vowed to fight against all corruption charges leveled against his former officials. DW's Evelyn Kpade has more.
The indictments follow an audit report from Liberia's Anti-Corruption Commission, which accuses the officials of financial misconduct, criminal conspiracy to misappropriate state resources, and economic sabotage. But the former Liberian president described the move as a witch hunt, saying he will fight the accusations.
The United Party can be assured that the CDC will use all legal and political means at its disposal to resist this move to weaponize the country's judicial system to its selfish advantage.
And that wraps up today's news. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Sertal Sanderson.